Exam Skills Trainer 2. Exercise 4. 1.
I'm not that fond of camping, to be honest. So when my parents told me we were going on a camping holiday with my aunt and uncle and my cousins, I wasn't very pleased. I felt better when I was told that they'd booked cabins instead of tents. And I actually quite enjoyed the first day. That is, until I was washing the dishes after dinner. As I bent over the sink, I suddenly realised there were hundreds of ants marching along the bottom of the cupboard where my head was. Yuck! After that, we gave up using the kitchen and resorted to eating in the cafe on the campsite instead.
2.
I used to do a lot of camping with the youth group I belonged to. And I remember one particular holiday when, for some reason or other, I wasn't getting on with the girls in my tent. Anyway, one night we'd all gone to bed and suddenly I felt something moving in my sleeping bag. I put my hand down inside and pulled out this enormous frog. Fortunately, that kind of thing doesn't scare me, so I just got up and put it outside of the tent. I thought that one of the girls had probably put it there, but when I asked them in the morning, they denied it.
3.
I always go camping with my family to the Gower Peninsula in Wales in the summer. It's a beautiful area, but the campsite we stay at is basic, to say the least. We take our own food and do all our own cooking, and at night we usually play cards together. It's all pretty chilled. The only problem is that you can't rely on the weather in Wales, and it often rains. In fact, one year it was so windy that our tent blew away while we were inside it trying to sleep. So that was the end of that. All we could do was throw everything into the car and drive home.
4.
I've only been camping once, and I'm not planning on doing it again. We were in Madrid at the time, and it was so hot that we needed to get away. So we got hold of a tent and drove to a campsite in the mountains that a friend had recommended. We didn't bother taking sleeping bags because we didn't think we would need them. How wrong we were! That night, we froze. While the temperature during the day was around 30 degrees, it went below 10 degrees at night, and we ended up sleeping in the car with the heating on. The next day, we booked ourselves into the nearest hotel for a few days.